Today's share in the Dear Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Vav Omid Beis in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Amir Tzoshem are going to complete Simen Reish Lamed Beis today. We had started this very beautiful Simen bringing down an opinion of the Mechaber, followed by the first opinion of the Ramah as to what a person is permitted to do prior to the Zman of Mincha, Samuch L'Mincha Gedola or Samuch L'Mincha Ketana. The first opinion, which is the most Machmir opinion, which we learned in yesterday's share, was the opinion of the Mechaber. And the Mechaber basically holds that you're not allowed to even have a Suda Ketana before Mincha Gedola. I'm not going to go through all of these definitions again. We discussed them in great detail in the last two shiurim. So again, the Mechaber is the most Machmir. You can't even have a Suda Ketana or the Suda Ketana equivalents that we talked about, Samuch L'Mincha Gedola, the half hour before Mincha Gedola. We brought down a slightly more makel opinion yesterday at the end of the shiur of the Ramah. And the Ramah, and that was the opinion of the Tur. The Mechaber was really the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, and the Ramah over here is the first opinion of the Tur in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, says that, in fact, a Suda Ketana before Mincha Gedola is permitted. But both opinions agree that before Mincha Ketana, neither is permitted. So again, the Mechaber is a Suda Ketana is not even allowed before Mincha Gedola. The first opinion, the Yesh Cholkin in the Ramah, says that a Suda Ketana is allowed before Mincha Gedola, but both opinions say that nothing is allowed before Mincha Ketana, L'chatchila. Now we have our third and fourth opinions. The third opinion is, and this is the very top words on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, V'yesh Omrim, Da'afilu Suda Gedola, Samuch L'Mincha Gedola Shari. This is the opinion of the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor holds that before Mincha Gedola, even a Suda Gedola is permitted, and certainly a Suda Ketana. And then the Ramah brings down the fourth Shita, the Yesh Omrim, the Suda Ketana, Afilu Samuch L'Mincha Ketana Shari. This Shita, the Torah brings down in the name of the Ri, is that before Suda Ketana, even a Suda Ketana is permitted. But as we'll see, according to this opinion, a Suda Gedola is never permitted. So this third and fourth shita will now be discussed in more detail in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that both of these two shitas are more meiko than the first two shitas we had that I mentioned at the very beginning of the shiur that we learned in yesterday's shiur. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafes says, Shtei Elu Hadeos, these two new V'yei Shomrim that we learned today, the first one of the Baal Ma'or, that even before Mincha Gedola, a Suda Gedola is permitted, and the second one, the Tur in the name of the Ri, that before Mincha Ketana, a Suda Ketana is permitted, these two deos, Mikilin Yosef Mideos HaKodbos, they are more meiko than the shitas that we brought down from the Mechaber in the first sheet of the Ramah. Because according to both of these two deos, the Lididhu, Rak Biofen Echad Osir, there's only one thing that's Osir, the Nechlok and Zemizeh, and three and four over here, the two V'yei Shomrims, are different than each other. The first shita that we mentioned now, which is the third shita overall, Rach Samuch L'Mincha Ketana Osir, Vafilu Suda Ketana. He says that the only problem is eating before Mincha Ketana. Whether it's a Suda Gedola, certainly not, but even a Suda Ketana is not allowed. But, Avo Samuch L'Mincha Gedola, everything is okay. Before Mincha Gedola, Shari Hakol, a Suda Ketana, certainly, but even a Suda Gedola. That's shita number three. The key factor over here is, everything is permissible before Mincha Gedola, nothing is permissible before Mincha Ketana. The fourth Shita is almost the opposite of that. The Yesh Omrim Hasheni, the second Yesh Omrim, which is the fourth Shita overall, says, Sirulei Behefech, the opposite. The Suda Gedola, Osir always. Afilu Samuch L'Mincha Gedola. A Suda Gedola is certainly also before Mincha Ketana, but it's even also before Mincha Gedola. However, Usuda Ketana is mutter not only before Mincha Gedola, afilu samuch l'mincha ketana. Even before Mincha Ketana, a Suda Ketana is permitted. So these are the four shitas that we have over here. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chavav adds, Mashma, the kishigia zman Mincha Ketana, moda di osu lahaskel. Even according to this fourth shita, which says that you're allowed to have a Suda Ketana samuch l'mincha ketana, however, Mashma de Gishiyagia Zman Mincha Ketana, if it's already Mincha Ketana, not Samuch L'Mincha Ketana, in our idealized day, between 3 and 3:30 you could still have a Suda Ketana, but once it's 3:30, Moded de Osu L'Haskel, then you would L'Chatchila not be allowed to start. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a fifth Shita. U'Bahagos Mordechai Mekel Gam Bazeh. The Hagos Mordechai says, even here you can be more meikel. V'daito dein iser ele besuda gedola somuch l'mincha ketana. He says the only iser over here is a suda gedola prior to mincha ketana. But a suda gedola prior to mincha gedola would be acceptable. This fifth shita is the Mordechai. And he says, V'chein mashman, Mishabur says, V'chein mashman bariv denagu le'olam lehokel af le'acha shegiyaz man mincha ketana. And he brings down from the Ma'ariv that we are very makel, and we allow this even after Zman of Mincha Ketana has arrived. How do we in fact paskin? So the Ramah continues and he writes, V'nagu lahakel kishtei asfaros. We actually take the more lenient opinions of both 3 and 4, combining these two shitas, which means, dahainu, b'suda gedola somuch l'mincha gedola. We do allow a suda gedola before mincha gedola, and we do allow b'suda ketana somuch l'mincha ketana. So it's really the two lenient aspects of each of these two shitos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Zayin brings down the Chein Hatiku Achronim. This isn't just the Ramah, this is the way the Velt paskins. This is the way the Achronim paskin. The Ramah continues and he writes, the Efshar Tam, the reason why we're so makel in this, Mishum Da'achshav Korin Lebeis HaKnesses. Because he says nowadays we have, at least in Europe, this was very common, there would be a person that would go around, they had small cities, very small villages, they'd go around and call out, Mincha, 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 everybody has to come to Shul for Mincha. So they had 20 people in town, they needed to get everybody to come to Mincha. So therefore, lo chayshinan duma yivshav lo yispalo. So therefore, the likelihood of somebody getting engrossed in what they were doing and missing on zman of mincha because they were engrossed in a meal or in a meal equivalent, so then that's unlikely to happen when you have a person going around calling people to mincha. And this is brought down the name of the aguda. And he also tells us, ayin le'el, simen pei tes, where this was discussed further. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Ches writes, u'mayri shedarko gam kein le'lech l'spala b'tzi b'veis ha'knesses. A similar kula would apply, even if it was in a larger town, and they didn't have somebody calling, where a person always goes to mincha. He davens regularly in a beis knesses, a tefillah b'tzibur. And therefore, such a person is not going to get preoccupied. Every day he does this, so we're not concerned he'll get preoccupied. However, for somebody davening in his house, avol imdarkul espalo biyichidus beveso, somebody who does daven alone in his house, so he much more easily could get distracted, lo mahani. That would not be acceptable, because he davens every day in his house, that's not acceptable. The fact that he has to get up and go to a shul, go to daven in a minyan, so that type of a person is not going to become preoccupied. The issue foot number 36 brings down, same halacha applies over here in regards to Shalosh Shuris, that the half hour before Tzeis HaKochavim, he brings down, in Rogel Espala B'Motzi Shabbos V'Veis HaKnesses, if you always go back to Shul to Davin, you can rely upon this to have a, quote, late Shalosh Shuris as well. Furthermore, he says, Mi Sheyesh Lo Minyan Kavu B'Veis HaKnesses, if somebody has a regular minyan in Shul that he goes to, so Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, and the Igros Moshe brings down, Mutal Olecho Kodem HaTvila, such a person is permitted to eat before the Zman of Davening, Afilu Below Kriyas HaShamas, even if there is no Shamash, as we just pointed out. The Chayim Kosev HaGolim Shul Shlomo Zalman's Atzal. Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same thing. The Kaf HaChaim adds, Shemitam Zeh Kisheish Minyan Kavu L'Tvilas Mincha, if somebody has a set minyan to Davin Mincha, Noagu Af B'nei Svarad, even Svaradim, who normally hold like the Mechaber, are makel over here like the Ramah because of this explanation or understanding. However, if somebody wants to be machmir, like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Mechaber, tovu olav bracha. There is one dissenting opinion, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, he says that the Shulchan Aruch only allows this in regards to learning. If you have a set minyan, then if you learn beforehand, we're not worried that you get distracted, but he doesn't permit this for eating. Here, you need definitely somebody calling you to have kriyas shamish. What about setting up a shomer, having somebody remind you, not the shamish, so to say. So if you set up a shomer, so we will learn a mitzvah and simin reish lamed hey, in regards to learning, that is acceptable, that the person will remind you, you won't get engrossed in your learning and you'll miss shul, so that's okay. So too, in regards to eating, if you have a shomer, that's acceptable as well. Likewise, if you're eating in a public place, like in a hotel or something like that, where there'll be maybe an announcement or there's certainly a likelihood that somebody will come up to you and say, hey, we're davening mincha now, everybody's invited to come, so in that situation it also is considered like a shomer or like somebody's coming around and announcing it, so therefore it's also acceptable to sit down to eat in those situations, even if it's already quotes man tefillah, as long as, of course, you're not going to miss the davening, the actual tefillah is later on. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Tes writes, Omnon, Miyachi Korin Lebeis HaKnesses, Sorech Lafsu L'Spalo. This heti that we just gave you, that there's the shamish, or the person coming around, or the shomer is going to remind you, now we have to get up and go in and daven, so as soon as he does that, you got to get up and daven. Otherwise, Dilav Hochi, Maitakante, then you haven't accomplished anything. Oh, sure, I'll come in a few minutes, and he leaves, so then you haven't accomplished anything, because then you will be preoccupied and miss davening. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'da davka suda ketana somchem al kriyas hashamish leveis haknesses." This works only for suda ketana that we allow the shamish to call people. However, avosuda gedola ain somchen al kriyas lebeis haknesses lahatir lahaskel somuch lemincha ketana. But we wouldn't allow this for a wedding right before mincha ketana to allow something like this, a big suda, because the hainu mites shows lamala from the beginning of the 10th hour in the day, from 3 o'clock and onwards. We won't let you have a large meal, and we won't rely upon a shamish calling you because of a different reason. Mishum d'shchicha shichrus, because unfortunately there could be drinking at this meal, and then a shamish won't help you if you're unfortunately drunk. Umashmal yachronim, it's also clear from the yachronim, d'leinyan lelech lemerchatz, afilu l'kola milsa demerchatz, and therefore from this, it would appear that taking all the advantages of the bathhouse, using all of the facilities of the bathhouse, v'chein l'inyan kol advoram hashemuska le'abasiv zeh, and all the other suda gedola equivalents that we're talking about, those, samchinen al kriyas ha-shamash, there, you could in fact rely upon a shamash. It's not the equivalent of a suda gedola, even though I'm calling them suda gedola equivalents, because there's no concern of shichrus by the bathhouse or by the tannery or things like that, if you have somebody reminding you. And therefore, in these situations, samchinen al kriyas ha-shamash levesa knesses kamo linyan suda ketana. So here, it's not exactly analogous. The suda gedola, no, because of shichrus, but the suda gedola equivalents, like the tannery or the bathhouse, etc., they would be permitted as long as you have a shamash calling you. Mishnah Berurah continues. This is the heter for people to be allowed to go to a bathhouse on Erev Shabbos. They're going to take a full bath there. They're going to do everything there. And even though it's already mincha ketana, this is permissible because, again, the shamash is going to call everybody. There's a mincha in 10 minutes. The Mokum Shashamish Korah LeBeis HaKnesses. Again, assuming that there is a Shamish calling people to come to the Beis HaKnesses. The issue for number 40 brings down, therefore, if you have a place that has a siren, you have this Sefira, HaMachriz Al Knesset Shabbos. In many neighborhoods, they have a horn blowing or some sort of a siren blowing, letting people know that it's Shabbos coming. So then people will know that they have to stop what they're doing and go to shul. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says that one would be permitted to go to the Merachotz in this situation as well. This would be the equivalent of a Shamish calling you. Mr. Burr continues and he writes, Omnam anshe maisa nogin lispala mikodim shahochlum beis merchatz. But very righteous individuals, people that are very scrupulous in their actions and always want to do everything 100% correctly, will prefer to daven mincha before they go to the bathhouse so they don't have to rely upon this kula over here. As the Chavetz Chaim in the Shaaretz Zion Os Chavav says, they don't want to rely upon the Kriyas HaShamash because the lav had to borrow. It's not absolutely clear this is allowable. And therefore, why rely upon something that some disagree with, as is brought down in the Chiddush of Akiva Eger. In addition, the Chavetz Chaim in Shaaretz Zion Os Chav Zayin says, there's another concern in the bathhouse. There is the concern that maybe the person will faint from the heat, and therefore it won't help that somebody's calling him if he's never unconscious. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yeshe medachtik in lizor l'spala mikodem afilu kishocholim beis amerchot somuch l'mincha gedol. Because of the reasoning that I just said, some will not even go to a bathhouse before they daven mincha because of this concern. Da'ainu achar chatzos, even after chatzos they won't go because rachman al-islam they could faint and then they'll miss the whole davening possibly. And this is brought down k'moshe muskur b'maisa rav by the actions of the Vilna Gaon. However, omnon hanogim l'halko b'zeh ein limchos b'yodim. But if somebody doesn't want to take this strict, scrupulous position, it's certainly acceptable not to. D'yesh l'mami mashi yismuchu, because as we just pointed out, v'chanal, there are many opinions that say that one can rely upon these kulas. Avokoze dafka im hashamish yachru is gam l'anshi b'yis amerchot lo seis mibod yom. But this only works if the shamash is going to go into the bathhouse, tell the people with enough time that they can get dressed and finish off their needs in the bathhouse and still get the shul on time. Because if you don't have that, then it's not a heter. Then it's not a reliable law. The fact that somebody comes and knocks on the bathhouse doors when everybody's in the middle of their bath and it's 5 minutes before mincha and he says, oh, and it's an announcement for mincha, so that's not a heter. There has to be obviously enough time that the people will be able to go to the shul and make their on time. Now the Ramah continues and writes, Miyu, Besuda Gedola, Yesh Lahachmer Afilu Somuch Lemincha Gedola. The Ramah then brings down an opinion that says that one should really be scrupulous and careful by a Suda Gedola, even before Mincha Gedola, not to partake of such a Suda. Vafilum Hiskel Kodmulchain, and even if it started before Chatzos, one should stop such a Suda, Kishimagia Mincha Ketana, once you've reached Mincha Ketana itself. Bashal varies because there's only 2.5 hours left and you're in this big wedding or this big suda. Sarich lakum l'spala, much smarter and better. He brings down the name of the Tur and the Beis Yosef, the name of various poskim, that you should stop daven mincha and then you can continue the suda without any concerns or worries. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed says Yesh LaHachmir. Hainu Shelo Lismoch Al Kriyas HaShamers. Don't rely upon this kula that we brought down to have the Shamers call people Haskel as a Suda and to allow you to start the Suda at that point in time. The Shliach Shichrus. Number one, because of the concern that you'll get drunk and inebriated during the meal. Or B'Shichrus Slo Mahani Akriya. It won't help that somebody's calling you if you're inebriated. Or Lefizek Yesh Chasan B'Shabbos. And therefore, if you have a Chasan on Shabbos, which in Dershu footnote number 42 brings down, it's really talking about a Sheva Brachos over here on Shabbos. For Lo Yotzu Mibesa Knesses Arachatzotz. And the people haven't left the shul till after Chatzos already. So it's really Zman Mincha. So he says, preferable in that situation, Yispalu Mincha Mikodim. First Davin Mincha, V'yachak Kach Yotlu, and then eat. Why? Because the Sudas Nisun have a Suda Gedola. Because that Sheva Brachos meal has the status of being a Suda Gedola. And as this Chumra opinion that the Ramah brings down, don't start a Suda Gedola if you can help it. And don't rely upon the Kula. So here, better to Davin Mincha first, and then have the Sheva Brachos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Aleph brings down the Hainu Sheyischal Asuda Gedola Kodem Chatzos. We're talking here in this case, as I already explained, albeit it may not be as clear as I would have liked. So we'll say it now clearly that the Mishnah Berurah says that the Suda Gedola began before Chatzos. The Ozad Dayan's Manhet Lukuliyam. Everybody agrees you can have the wedding at 11 o'clock. But now, when it comes to Mincha Ketana and you're still in the Suda Gedola, better to stop it and daven Mincha, even though you do have a heter of the God by calling you, Bidiyed. Sifkat Lamed Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Rotz Lomar." The Mechaber, the Ramo, was telling us over here, "Kivan Shemeshayer Shemoshik Sudas Olai." Since you know that the waiting is going to keep on going, Sarich Lakum Lespalo. Much smarter to get up right there and daven. Take if Shiragias Man Mincha Ketana. As soon as it's Mincha Ketana, better to daven there. Sivkat Lamed Gimel. Sarich Lakum Lespalo. You should stop immediately near the Davka Besuda Gola. This is again talking only about a Suda Gedola because Mishum Deshlicha Shichros. Because of the likelihood that people may become a little bit inebriated. The Lo Samchino Kriyas Shamish Lavesa Knesses Chanal. And we said you shouldn't really rely upon the heter of Shamish calling you to daven. And therefore, the Kach Posik Miad. You should stop immediately once it reaches Mincha Ketana. However, if it was just a peanut butter sandwich, Avo Besuda Ketana, Ein Tzorich Lifsuk Miyad, then you don't have to stop, even according to this Machmir opinion. The Yuchel Ismok, one can rely upon the fact that the Shamish will call you. Vafilum Hiskel Suda So Achar Shigiz Man Mincha Ketana. And this would be true even if you're having the peanut butter sandwich after Mincha Ketana has already started. The Yivsok Misudoso Ki Shikra Shamish Leves Knesses. We're not concerned about Shikras. We're not concerned that you're going to be so preoccupied that the Shamish calls you and you won't come. And therefore, in this situation, we do give you a heter to have the Suda Ketana, even after Zman of Mincha Ketana, as long as there's a Shamish or one of the other coolers that we explained, you can rely upon to make sure that you don't get preoccupied and miss davening Mincha. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, V'had da'asu lecho suda ketana, that which we said that you're not allowed to have even a suda ketana, hainu kishikovei al suda. In those situations where we said you can't have a suda ketana, that's talking about when you're establishing this as a set meal. However, avo lit'om, just have a taste, dainu achilas peros, for example, just to have some fruit, that would be permissible even according to whichever sheet that we picked that says you can't have a suda ketana, but you would be able to have just peros. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Dalet explains, afilu kfar yigia zman mincha ketana. This would even be according to the sheetas that said you can't have a suda ketana if it's already zman of mincha ketana. Afilu im ochel harbi peros. And this would be true, even if you can have a lot of fruits, that's permissible. Dezelo mikre suda. That doesn't constitute a suda. And if you have a grain product meal, which you normally make a mezonos on, gamkin, what would also be permissible, im eino kovei alayu, as long as you're not establishing that as a set meal. So this is even less, if you wish, than a suda ketana, and would be permissible in places where a suda ketana would not be permissible. And this is brought down in the name of the Derech HaChaim. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, v'wadin, the similar din applies lecho pas, a small amount of bread, kibetza, the size of a kibetza, which we said is either two or three kizesim, kider shadim ocha b'lo keva. For example, if the person has this as a snack, not as a set meal, so then that would be mutter as well, even in a situation where you can't have a suda ketana. Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkat Lamed Hey, kibetza v'lo yosir, but you can't have more than that. It has to be limited to up to a kibetza. Because of a Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham adds over here the Bishasiya Yosem Kibetza Nam Yosir. The drinking more than a kibetza's worth of liquid would also not be permissible. It would also be osir. He does point out, however, even though when we're talking about you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah anything that is significant, here, choshev aroy, that's drinking a more than a kibetz's worth is not considered significant. Afbiosimi kibetz, even if you have more than a kibetz's worth of liquid, that's different by sukkah. Here, we were concerned the chashashu shema yimoshech, we're concerned that you're going to get tarried and preoccupied in your meal. That's certainly something to be concerned about with drinking, especially in mumashka mashaki, if you're talking about a drink that's intoxicating. And therefore, usta mashke mutu lishtos afilu harbe. But a non-intoxicating beverage, one would be allowed to drink as much of it as he wants, and that wouldn't constitute over here a significant eating. It would certainly fall into the category of less than a suda kitana and something that is not keva. The issue footnote number 43 points out that meat or cheese, for example, without amazonos, in regards to the sukkah, has the same halacha status as peros, and you can eat it outside the sukkah, min hadin. But if you koveya the suda on it, then one should be machmir not to eat that outside the sukkah, and likewise not to have that where you can't have a suda katana. That concludes today's shir and siman reish lamed beis.